good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shark Talk. The coronavirus, Alan, President Joe Biden and CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky are making impassioned pleas to Americans now not to let their guard down in the fight against COVID-19. Walensky warns of a potential fourth surge of the virus and spoke of a recurring feeling of impending doom. Biden says the virus will get worse, not better, if we let our guard down now. He says that people are letting up on precautions, which is a very bad thing, and he's now pushing for a mask mandate. You and I have been talking over and over again about not letting your guard down, vaccinated or not.
David, there's no question that what Walensky is saying comes from a place where she is really scared. She hasn't fooled around about it. She is basically saying, I'm scared as a mother, as a daughter. I'm scared in terms of the way that we are in this country, and she should be worried. Because there are some very misguided, in some cases, stupid in other cases, quite insane in other cases, people who just don't understand what is at stake here. We are talking about the survival of our species. We are talking about 500,000 and more deaths that have occurred. And we are being told by the experts, by Fauci and everybody else, don't stop wearing your mask. And yet people do it as a political reaction, which is equally, for want of a better word, crazy. This is a time when this country has to protect itself and this world has to protect itself. And probably the best way to do that is for everyone to wear a mask. It's that simple, but it doesn't seem simple, does it?
Well, let's go on to the trial of Derek Chauvin, the ex-cop now who is charged with killing George Floyd, who prompted police departments across the country to reform and reimagine policing. And in New York, they're mandated to do so by April 1st. It's clear, says the AP this morning, video will be the central focus at the trial of Derek Chauvin, and not just the widely seen bystander video that set off nationwide protests last year. The defense said it will also turn to videos to make its case. Derek Chauvin is charged with murder and manslaughter in the May 25th death of Floyd, who was black. Prosecutors almost immediately played part of the bystander video on Monday that showed Floyd pleading for air as Chauvin held his knee on his neck. Defense attorneys say they will show video featuring Floyd swallowing drugs and police body camera footage that shows Floyd resisting arrest. We've talked about this again and again, but it's very hard to convict a police officer, and then what happens?
It's almost impossible, as the statistics show, David, to convict a police officer. You know, all you need is one person in that jury who believes that no matter what, there is no reason to convict any sworn police officer. He's been fired, of course, and he is in real trouble. I think the prosecution understands that because they've added some charges which are going to be much easier to convict on than the murder charges or the homicide charges. And if the man responsible for Floyd's death is not convicted, you're going to have a tremendous outpouring of anger in this country. You know, it's not the way to go, obviously, but it will happen. We've seen it before. We will see it again. So a lot is riding on this trial. And from where I'm sitting in this whole thing, it looks like there's a very good chance that the officer will get off. You know, it's going to be a question of racial justice in this country. Can you kneel on a man's neck for 9 minutes with a guy saying, I want my mother, you're killing me, I'm going to die, and what happens? He dies. It's a terrible tragedy.
Alan, there's a lot of talk about this $3 trillion infusion for infrastructure and the issue of whether it's too much money. And in some analysis, I'm seeing that when you do these kinds of things, you need to go big.
Well, look, we all assume that Joe Biden has exactly 2 years since he's become the president. If he wants to be a Rooseveltian type of leader, he's going to have to go big. He's already gone big with his $2 trillion COVID relief plan, and now he wants to improve the infrastructure of this whole country with several trillion more dollars. Look, he's going to be evaluated by history and by us, by what he got done during this time. There's no sense in holding back. All he has to do is to try to make it work. We can always make up the money, no question about that. We've done it before, we can do it again. And this is a president who can bring confidence to the American people, or he can give in to the forces of Mitch McConnell's, of a few United States senators, even Democrats who just don't want to lose their seats. He's got to fight, and he's got to fight hard. And if he can do that, he's going to go down as one of the great presidents of all times.
Meanwhile, in New York, trouble continuing to mount for Governor Andrew Cuomo, as we see an upstate New York woman now, another woman saying the governor grabbed her face, kissed her cheek at her home during a visit to inspect area flood damage in the Rochester area. The other side of this, new accounts detail how New York health officials were told to prioritize coronavirus testing of people with ties to Cuomo. It includes people like Kenneth Cole. But the governor has remained silent. As we keep saying, not going to resign. So this just gets added into the investigations.
He's very smart to do that, to tell you the truth. To fight the press on this, to fight those who were clearly suspicious of him, would only add to their credibility. So he's shutting up. If he can survive through all of this, if the various institutional investigations find something against him, well, maybe. But I certainly expect the odds are that he's going to be able to finish his term. Whether he then turns around and confounds everybody and runs for a yet another term is anyone's guess. But, David, I think there's a very good chance that he will run again if he survives these investigations, and that will make a lot of people very nervous.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.